God all the glory this morning.
Time is On you, you just got to trust this process, right? And that's exactly what I want to talk to y'all about tonight is God's purpose for you, because God has made a purpose for everybody in here. We see it throughout the Bible. God has a purpose. Now, many of us may struggle with that question of what my purpose is. But I want you to know, as a Christian, you should know that your purpose isn't random. Your purpose isn't meaningless. It's a plan that's meant to give us a hope and future in Jesus Christ. Just as he had a purpose for Esther, for David, for Jeremiah, for all these heroes of the Old Testament, all these men and women, he has a unique plan for your life, your skills, your passions, even your weaknesses. Even your struggles, God is shaping you for the purpose that he has in your life. And when we trust God, when we seek him, when we follow his lead, we begin to walk in that purpose. We begin to see that plan that he's set for us. And this isn't some far-off dream. You don't have to be the greatest Christian in the world to be on God's plan. You just have to continue to do the next right thing. Continue to trust him. Continue to come to him in repentance when you mess up. Continue to seek him. Because at some point in our life, we've probably all asked the question of, what's my purpose, or why am I here? I think one mistake we all fall into, just as humans, is how do we fit God into our plans? And that's the wrong way to go about it. We don't fit God into our plans. We fit ourselves into the plan that God has for us. You may be thinking about your future. You may be thinking about your career or a career change or something's going on with your family or anything like that, anything that is happening in your life. But when we trust God, when we put his plan before what we need, before what we want, before what we plan to do, that's when you start to see the bigger picture. That's when you start to fall into that plan that God has for you. Some of us may feel like we don't have much to offer. I know I've been in that boat. What can I do? What can I do for the kingdom? How can I be a voice? How can I go and spread the gospel like Peter or Paul? How can I do that and be any good at it? I tell you, those guys probably didn't start very good at it either. But this process that God has you in, this plan that God has you on, continually seeking Him is the key for success. God created you exactly the way that He wanted you. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So did you catch that? God doesn't just have these random plans for us. God doesn't just say, "All right, there you go, let's see what you do." God has set a plan for each and every one of us to follow. But so many times we fail to do so because we have such a problem just as selfish people trusting in God. His purpose for you starts with who you are. You were created on purpose, with purpose. And I think we can all agree that God doesn't make mistakes, right? God doesn't mess up. He's all powerful, right? He's all knowing. So you're not here by coincidence. You may feel ordinary, but God uses ordinary people all the time to do extraordinary things. Let's look at the Bible for that. We've got Moses. He had like a speech problem, and God used him to go free his people. Moses was like, "No, God, look, I have a hard time talking. I can't do it. You're going to have to send somebody else." But God used him in his obedience. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Yet he still used him to spread the gospel. Still used him as a leader in the church, in the early church. David was a young shepherd, yet God empowered him to defeat a giant, to be a king, to do all these great things. Esther risked her life and changed history. Your story is not less important than theirs. It's just at a different time in history. As it says in Esther, you were put here for such a time as this. Use the gifts that God's given you. Use the passion that God's given you. Be compassionate to people because God has a unique plan for you. Psalms 139:16 says this, "Your eyes saw my unformed body all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Before one of them came to be, before you were born, before you were a twinkle in your mom and daddy's eyes, God had a plan for you. God had ordained things for you. But we still have a role to play. We still have a big role to play through our obedience. Because God has already designed your path, and He calls us to trust Him and walk in that obedience. That trust is where a lot of people mess up. That trust is where a lot of people miss it, really, because they have a hard time trusting God's plan. Just as a people, we have a hard time trusting in general. We want to see the whole map, right? We don't want just a little piece of the plan. I know when Ashton makes plans to go somewhere on a vacation or something, I mean, she's got the checklist. She's got okay, this is where we're going to eat. This is how much money we've got to spend. This is the time we're going to be there. This is where we're going. All these things to make this great plan. And a lot of time, that's how we do our lives. Instead of consulting with God, going to God in prayer, reading His Word for a direction to go, we just make a decision for our lives because this is what we want to do, and we don't counsel with God at all. We just go do it. We're all about me. We want to see the entire plan. But He gives us enough to take the next step in faith. I told this this story on Philip's podcast, but it goes with this lesson pretty well. And it's about Wyatt, our adorable little son, who never gets into any trouble. But one day, Wyatt was very hungry. And instead of asking me or Ashton, he decided he was going to help himself to some Easy Mac. Now, for you that don't know what Easy Mac, it's the microwavable bowl of mac and cheese. You just dump the powder in, dump some water in, stick it in the microwave for a while, and then you're good to go. You got a not great bowl of mac and cheese. But he decided, hey, I'm going to make me some Easy Mac today. So he gets that bowl. He dumps that cheese powder in there. He pops it in the microwave for 3 minutes, and he turns that baby on. And before long, we start smelling it. It's smoking. And what we end up with is a bowl of flaming, crispy, powdered dust and a ruined microwave. But the bowl had directions on it. I knew how to make it. Ashton knew how to make it. But he decided that his way was better, and it ended up in this big mess. And a lot of the time, that's how we treat our relationship with God. We just go on living our life, doing what we want to do, instead of consulting Him, instead of praying to Him about these issues that we're having. And that's no way to live. That's no way to continue our relationship with Christ. We cannot grow closer to Christ unless we're seeking Him in faithfulness and obedience and reading His Word and prayer and fasting. All these things that are told in this book that I hope everybody has a copy of it. If you don't, come see us. We'll get you one. But that's what happens when we try to live our own way. We think we've got it figured out, but without trusting God's recipe, it ends up in this big mess. So trusting His instructions or His plans for you brings results that strengthen your relationship with Him, that bring you closer to Him, that create endurance against sin, that provide this peace that we have through Christ, through trusting in Him. And I want you to know that God's plans are always for your good. Romans 8:28 tells us this. It says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." So I want you to see that it doesn't say everything in life is good. It says God works all things together for good. That means your disappointments, your mistakes, your struggles, these are all ingredients in the recipe that God is using to grow you in faith, to bring you closer to Him. Sometimes the things that feel like detours and hardships are actually part of the path that He's got you on. Some of us have been through some seriously tough times, but putting our trust in God and seeking Him through all of this is where we need to be. Joseph, he spent time in prison before he reached the palace. David, we'll go back to him again. He was tending sheep before he became a king. Job, goodness gracious, look at Job. He went through so much. I mean, he lost everything. But God was faithful to him in the end, and He ended up blessing him with double of what he had. So every challenge you face can be used to build your faith and to prepare you for what's next, all while increasing your trust in God, in the Father. But we have to trust Him. We have to trust His love, trust His promise, trust in His written Word that He's provided for us to grow closer to Him, to build that relationship up within us. Because trusting God brings us hope and it brings us peace. Trusting God brings us hope and it brings us peace. Because God's purpose comes from love and wisdom, right? So trusting brings peace even when things don't really make sense to us. Proverbs 3:5-6 says this. It says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understandings. Do not lean on your own understandings, but in all ways acknowledge God. He doesn't say in some ways, in the big ways, in these great decision ways. He says in all ways, always acknowledge God. In every decision you make, take counsel with God. Pray about it. Read about it. Talk to brothers and sisters in Christ about it. These are decisions that can affect your relationship with God. We're so bad about just making instant decisions and having this instant gratification because it's built into the world now. When do we take time to consult God about these decisions? When do we take time to say, God, this is a decision I want to make. How can you use me to glorify you through this? Think about somebody that you trust completely. Brother, sister, mom, dad, grandparent, husband, wife. Why do you trust them? Because they've proven that they care about you, that they want to do what's best for you, that they love you, that they would never do anything to hurt you. Now think about that with your relationship with God and how often we treat Him as a stranger. As a stranger in our lives that we don't want to put our full trust in, put our full hope in. God's not asking you to trust a stranger. He's inviting you to trust your Creator, our Creator. Somebody that knows you better than anybody else in this world, better than you know yourself. Isaiah 30:21 says this. It says, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. God doesn't just walk ahead of us silently. He doesn't just see us from a distance. He's walking with us, whispering the direction and guidance to us. We've just got to know how to listen. And when we lean into that, when we lean into that guidance and direction and that trust, peace will follow even through chaos. So what does it look like to live out your purpose? What does this look like? It's not about instantly knowing what you're going to do with your life or the next big decision you're going to make or the next job you're going to land or whatever the case may be. It's about daily trusting God and what He puts in front of you. Daily trusting His word. Daily trusting His command. Serve where you are. We're always looking for people to help. Be faithful in the small things. Continually make the next right decision. Encourage your friends and your family. Love people. As Christians, we're called to love. We're given this love that God has given us. Share it. And obey God's word even when nobody's watching. I know that's a tough one. Because God's purpose unfolds over a lifetime, not just a single moment. Every act of faith and obedience moves you closer to the Father. It's about making those next right choices. So here's the big reveal, as simple as I can make it. As a Christian, your purpose is to bring glory to God in everything you do. Amen. Period. To reflect Christ's character, to share His love, to walk in a relationship through Jesus Christ. This is our purpose. To bring glory to God. And when you do this, life starts to make sense. When you do this, stuff starts coming together. It may not always be easy, but you're going to start to see God's plan unfold. Maybe He'll give you a little bit more of that map. so you can see a little further ahead and see how His glory is going to shape your life. I want everybody in here to know that you were created on purpose with purpose. God has a plan for you. And the best way to discover that purpose is knowing the one that created you. So if there is somebody in here tonight that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, don't waste this time. Don't waste this time around brothers and sisters around you that can pray with you, that can pray for you. And if God's calling you, talk back. Call out to Him. If you don't know Christ tonight, I pray that you would come talk to one of us, one of the deacons, a friend, somebody to pray with you. Because God has a purpose for your life. And it's time to start living in that purpose for each and every one of us.